Excellencies, dear delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it is my great honor to be here on the behalf of the government of Rwanda, and I bring to you warm greetings from the people in the government of Rwanda in general, and in particular from our President, His Excellency Paul Kagame. My government remains firmly committed to the mission of the FAO to end hunger and to the goals of 2030 Agenda on Sustainable Development. We are happy to share the fact that Rwanda has almost halved the proportion of our people suffering from hunger, and we are working hard to eliminate all forms of malnutrition. Toward the successful completion of its third strategic plan for the transformation of agriculture, the Minister of Agriculture and Animal Resources of Rwanda is formulating the fourth phase for the period of 2018 to 2023, which will be used to update the sector investment plan in the country. The agriculture sector policies and strategies are mainstreaming issues of youth employment, climate change, and gender to comprehensively address issues that are affecting agro-food systems. Rwanda is also committed to working together with all toward the common goal of ending hunger. The recent partnership of the government of Rwanda, FAO, and the World Bank to develop a proposal that was approved for the Global Agriculture and Food Security Program, GAFSP, to support the country-led investments to contribute to ensuring food and nutrition security is a testimony of what we are capable of achieving together. I sincerely hope that we can be the generation to achieve the zero hunger challenge. If the FAO International Treaty on Plant Genetics Resources for Food and Agriculture is one instrument to help us move toward fulfilling a number of 2030 SDG goals, particularly the target 2.5 and 15.6, with regard to promoting sustainable agriculture and to conserving and using the world's food crop biodiversity. It is therefore my privilege and my great pleasure to announce here today that Rwanda will be hosting the seventh session of the governing body of the International Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture, and I take this opportunity to invite you all to this critically important session. The session of the governing body will be held in Kigali from October 30th to November 3rd, 2017. We are looking forward to discussing on how the treaty can best contribute to the 2030 agenda, and I look forward to welcoming you all in Kigali. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And